Name of the Father, the Son, Holy Spirit, amen. Today's the eighth month and the seventh day, the year 2016. It's the 12th Lord's Day after Pentecost. It's also the feast day of Saint Donatus. The title of this lecture is an update of my book, The Hellenization of Christianity by the Anti-Church Fathers and the Scholastics. Now, as I said before, that a lot of people may have been expecting that book to come out quite a while ago, but what's happening is I'm adding more chapters to it. I added a couple more chapters to it. More things are coming up that need to be in this book. Now, this is going to be the biggest book I've ever done. I wanted to expose the whole Hellenization from the anti-church fathers to the scholastics so they can see everything in one book. The purpose being that you don't got to buy like 20 books to read the whole thing. It's going to be all in one book. Now, each chapter is basically like a book in itself. And so in here, you got like about 20 or 30 books. It's already up to like over 700 pages, the book. I mentioned all that before, but I've been adding some more chapters to it. That's why it's taking a little bit longer. And I just finished one chapter, which is very important, and it's called The Stoic and Epicurean Philosophies, especially concentrating on the Stoic philosophies. The Stoic philosophy was the first way that Christianity was Hellenized by the anti-church fathers, by Stoicism. A very important addition that needed to be in the book. So I had to then go and study the whole Stoic system, the philosophies, the righties and the lefties you got to watch out for, in other words. I spoke about it before. I had it in other articles or something, but it needs to be in this book. It's very important. Now, I just finished that book. It's called The Stoic and Epicurean Philosophies. It's about 85 or 90 pages. And what I decided to do also is this, because I have almost the whole book done and it needs to be reviewed by Sister Jane. She gives it a once over to look at to make sure everything's okay. But even before she gets it, I then reread it again to make sure I have everything in there. Then she gets it and rereads it. Now, what I was going to do is wait till the whole book was together and let her read the whole book, 700 pages, and then go through it. But what I'm going to do is I decided to do this. I'm going to be placing up the individual book chapters, which are books, one at a time, individually. I'm not going to put them all up, though. Just select ones. And then when I finally get the book done itself, then I'm going to take those books off the website and just keep them in that one book. For instance, The Stoic and Epicurean Philosophies, that chapter, which is now a book, is going to be posted up. Hopefully, it should be by the end of this week. So you're going to be read that under the title, The Stoic and Epicurean Philosophies. I'm going to post up also ahead of time against the anti-church father Jerome. That's going to go up ahead of time. That's about 90 pages. I had that done now for a year and a half, maybe 2 years even. I forget when I did the against Jerome lecture, but when I did that lecture, that book was already done. So all this time now, I don't have that book out there for people to read. Then I'm going to go reread that book. When that's done and Sister Jane's done editing it, then that book's going to be posted up. It's going to be called Against the Anti-Church Father Jerome. Then we're going to put up the book against Thomas Aquinas, the scholastic monster Thomas Aquinas. That's about 60 pages. And I'm going to review that. That's going to go up against Thomas Aquinas. Then we're going to have against Albert de Retzsch. That's going to go up. And then we're going to probably put up several other chapters that I have in here. There's a lot of them, but I'm trying to just put up the key ones. For instance, the Hellenization of Christianity. There's a whole other section in here, the ways that philosophy or mythology are glorified. Now, I went over this in my lecture, so a lot of that stuff that people already have. But I'm not going to be putting all this stuff on the book up, but I'm going to put some of the main things up one at a time. And I mentioned, like, for instance, in these books, like the Stoic and Epicurean Philosophies, I'm saying in the book itself, when I get the main book posted, which is the Hellenization of Christianity by the Anti-Church Fathers and Scholastics, I'm going to remove against Jerome from the website. I'm going to remove against Thomas Aquinas from the website because it's all going to be in that book. You can get everything in that book once I finally have it all together in one place. What's good about having it in one book when it's finally all done is that when you're reading about how the anti-church fathers Hellenized Christianity, you can see how it compares to the scholastics when they Hellenized Christianity. And when I'm talking about all the ways that they Hellenized Christianity, it's all in one book, so you can refer to it, you can look at it. See, here's what Aquinas' method. Go to this page and look at the method for more details. So eventually when the whole thing's done, all the individual books that I have posted up are going to be taken off and they're going to all be contained in that one big book. That's the big mountain book, the big monster mountain book. That's the biggest mountain God has ever given me to tear down. It's the last one. And once it's done, it's over. The hard work is really basically done on my side mostly. And I tell the brothers here, when I finally post that book up, I told them I was going to dance on the roof and I'm going to have it filmed even. But I said, I'm not going to dance on the roof. I'm going to dance on the mountain over here called Toidal Mountain. That's the name of it. No, Turtle Mountain. I see we had a kid, somebody over here once, I say Turtle Mountain. He says, it's not Toidal, it's Turtle. Anyway, it's called Turtle Mountain. It's a big mountain. It's right across from where I live. But I'm going to climb up on that mountain, and I'm going to dance on that mountain when this book is done. Because this book is the root of the great apostasy. This book is the restoration of the Catholic faith. The taking down everything that's high, filling up the valleys, and presenting to people the pure, holy Catholic faith and showing the conspiracy that's been going on for 1,000 years since the great apostasy began, and even in the beginning with the anti-church fathers. One of the most important books I needed to complete and needs to be completed before God's even going to start trying to convert any people with any types of miracles. And that's not even going to happen until I get my catechism out there. But this book is like over 700 pages. So right now, I'm going to start putting the chapters up in book form one at a time so you can start reading this stuff ahead of time. Because I kept thinking, I would like to have got the Against Your Own book up there. It really could have been up there 2 years ago because it was done. And I'm just trying to wait to get the whole book done and put everything all up at once. But even that now, when you think about it, that would take so much longer even once I finish these new books and we got to review it. But now you're going to start getting these books out one at a time. And the first book that you're going to be getting is the Stoic and Epicurean Philosophies. But there's a lot of other stuff in here. Like the very first chapter in that book is A Brief History of Scholasticism. That's a whole book in itself. So when we're done editing that book, that's going to go up as a book. So I'll give you a brief big main subtitles in this book. The first, it's an introduction. Then we have Against Philosophy and Mythology. And each one of these sections, there's many chapters. These are just main headings. Then we have the Hellenization of Christianity. Then we give the methods, the techniques, and the ways. Then we have the anti-church fathers. And then we have the scholastics. And within the anti-church fathers and scholastics, we have several anti-church fathers, several scholastics, all the main prominent ones. And some of these books are big, some are not as big as others, 30 pages, 60 pages, 90 pages, 10 pages on each one and how it links in. And so this is just to let people know what's happening with that. And so be aware of the fact that coming up this week, you can start reading these things one at a time as they go up. And we're going to start doing it ahead of time so you don't have to wait. And I'm sure there's some people out there probably would have liked to have seen the Against Jerome or the Against Aquinas book up there even now. I've spoke about it in my lecture, so there's enough proof right there. So for anybody of goodwill who listened to my Against Jerome lecture, that's enough there, really. But I think in some of those lectures, I may not have given you the sources or where the locations were, but the books will have everything in it. Okay, so that's what's happening with my book, Against the Hellenization of Christianity by the Anti-Church Fathers and Scholastics. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. This recording was produced by Mary's Little Remnant, 302 East Joffrey Street, Truth or Consequences, New Mexico, 87901-2878, and can be accessed on my website at www.johnthebaptist.us.